Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanding. Always appreciate your time with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly, truly, honestly, being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. It's when we get real information. And head up to the website. Again, you guys know the drill. If you're new to the show, you head up to the website, you get a lot of information about the show. And frankly, you know, you really, Facebook and others have really hampered the ability of some of our programs to make some money, get some money, and even raise money. I mean, some of you guys have heard in the past about some of these, some of these organizations that help you raise money, and all of a sudden they decided that they don't like your cause or they don't like what you've written, and they won't allow you to raise any more money. They give the money back to people you've asked to donate to you. That's why, you know, I try not to use those services. Now, again, we are working on ways to make it happen, make it easy for you to donate, get involved. But, man, I tell you what, it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher out there for us to get anything done. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send an email to joe@therealside.com. Or you can sign up for text alerts. Real simple. Just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. All right. I'm hoping Jennifer Van Laar is going to join me right after the break. She is a deputy managing editor over at Red State. We're going to talk about the real story about Katie Hill, because they're going to do it again. They're doing a movie, right, about this upstanding role model for young women who was taken down by right-wing operatives just to get her out. Not. You know, once you start lying about this stuff, you can't stop. I mean, if you really want to lay down what went down, what her life was like, if this is really what you want as a role model for your children, I would say you need to be checked. In a truple, which I just found out what that was, you know, when this whole thing went down, where she's living with another woman, another man, and a man as husband and wives. And text messages that show that, I won't say she was abusing, because I won't use that word, but she definitely was not treating the female in the relationship very well. Female even said at one point in time that she was not afraid, but she was concerned at the way she was treating her and her husband. And then she goes on to Washington, D.C., because this upstanding, wonderful young person. She goes there, and we find out there she got another boyfriend. Like, she can't get enough. If you know what I mean. Her text messages show that she was a heavy drinker. And she was on medication. Dangerous medication for drinking. What kind of responsibility does that show? And if she was hooked, if she had a problem, she had plenty of friends in those texts asking her to get help and check herself out. Which, frankly, if you listen to my show at the time, I kept saying the same thing. If she truly had a problem, an addiction, now we'll pray for her. She needs to get some help. Some of these people go down these roads because they're full of themselves. They think they're so important because they got elected to Congress. That doesn't make you important. That means that people trusted you for a period of time. and you blew it. You know, it's funny thing about it, everybody chucked it up to the pictures and her sexual orientation. Had nothing to do with her sexual orientation. Absolutely not. I don't care if she's sleeping with goats. That's really none of my business. What I cared about was the do as I do, I mean, do as I say and not as I do. Calling out President Trump for the way she said he was treating women she didn't know. Right? Calling him all kinds of names. Even calling him Hitler while she's walking around with a swastika on her thigh, tattooed. That's okay. Calling him out for breaking the law while she's sitting around with a dope pipe in her hand. Ooh, Joe, it wasn't lit. You didn't see her smoke it. Most people I know that don't smoke dope walk around with dope pipes in their hand. I guess it's the cool thing to do. I don't care about the pictures. Like I said, to me, they weren't whatever. But as she's walking around screaming about how immoral Donald Trump is, she's living a lifestyle to make anybody cringe. No, I don't want her or her type as a role model for my daughter or daughters or even granddaughters. And, you know, again, for some of you who feel that's her lifestyle's out of my business, you know what? It isn't my business until she made it my business. See, you can't be cheating on your wife and then call out the president for cheating on his wife. How do you do that? Right? And I mean, by that I mean, you can't be calling it immoral and wrong and a terrible thing to do your wife while you're doing it yourself. Are you confused? Are you mentally deranged? Or are you just a deceiver? You can't be, you know, I mean, he can't be an outstanding or upstanding righteous guy and do that. Doesn't work that way. And if think that, see, to show you how deranged Hollywood is. Come on, think about this. To show you how deranged they are. They're okay with all of this. They're making a movie about this woman. Now, Jennifer Van Laar, she got a lot of heat for this, too. And the funny thing about it, they called both of us operatives of Steve Knight, who lost the race. Her and I hadn't talked to each other since the first Steve Knight, who was a congressman here in California, till the first time he ran and won. So these people don't do anything about doing, you know, their homework or looking up their facts. They only care about the story, getting the story out. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side. Jennifer joins me right after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Check us out. You know, look, if you don't like emails, and I get it, I don't like them either. I get too many of them already, and you just want to be alerted on the show or alerted as to what's coming up, text alerts. Simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Now, as I said to you earlier, you know, Hollywood, just to show you what little, what little moral values that Hollywood actually has, they're making a movie about Katie Hill. And, you know, because she was such a role model to so many young women looking to become, you know, get involved in politics and make this place a better world. I don't know, a better world for who, though, or for what, actually, you know. So I've asked Jennifer Van Laar, who also broke the story on her. She is the deputy managing editor at Red State And you know what, Jennifer, first of all, thanks for joining me because I think I'm going to have a lot of fun with this. I don't know about you.
Well, it's somewhat fun in some ways, but then it's also just still very sad in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but you know what? When you make a mistake, and she has claimed that she made some mistakes, when you make these kind of mistakes, you kind of try to get yourself in order, try to get straight, figure out who you hurt or didn't hurt, you know, and then come back at it. But to sit there as if you did nothing wrong, and we came after her, and we ruined her life and kept her from having other young women step up, this is just delusional on so many levels, isn't it?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of things. Like, first, I want to be very clear, like, there's no conspiracy. So when she says we ruined her lives, it's not she's referring to as acting there's some kind of conspiracy to do all of this. And there was nothing of the sort, at least in my reporting, was done completely on my own. And the other thing, when I say it's sad, it's not about her. She's getting the consequences of her actions, just natural consequences, not anything where anyone's trying to have retribution. There's natural consequences to actions. When I say sad, it's sad because of the people on her staff whose lives were disrupted, who some of them can't get a job right now. And she's just gone on to convert her campaign account into this PAC. And now what she's doing, and apparently the homeless people in L.A. is not a thing to her anymore because she hasn't gone back to working on that issue.
Oh, God bless you. And I was saying that in the first segment. It's kind of like you and I, because they try to claim that we did something together. First of all, you and I hadn't talked since the Steve Knight campaign ended.
Right.
And on top of that, we hadn't talked again till well after all this crap had hit the fan.
I think when I saw you at CPAC.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too.
Just randomly, on the street. It was the first time I talked to you in years.
It's one of the places that we run into people that we usually don't talk to. But the bottom line with it
is... Yeah, we both go from California to run into each other on the street at CPAC.
A lot of people we have to do that with. It's really kind of funny. But they're always the victim. Every time something goes sideways, they're always the victim. You know, you just look at the VP debate last night. Now they're claiming that, you know, Pence, you know, he beat on her because she's a female and she's a woman. No, how about she's his challenger? That's why he talked to her.
When did he beat on her? He didn't talk to her disrespectfully in any way. I don't get it.
I agree with you. They don't.
I mean, I was kind of afraid. Going back to that last Steve Knight and Katie Hill campaign, some of the debates, I thought Steve was overly cautious because he was talking to a woman and didn't debate her the way that he should have. And I was afraid that Pence was going to do that. I had that thought yesterday. Please don't let him be overly gentlemanly. And, you know, if he did that, Kamala would say that he was being patronizing.
Yeah. Oh, there's no winning in these situations.
Right.
There's none at all. It's just, you know, it's the same thing that's going on as we're seeing in the 25th Congressional District between Mike Garcia and Christy Smith. Now, Christy actually rode Katie Hill's coattails with all the money that she had into her assembly seat. Look at all the damage she did. Matter of fact, you're a victim of the damage that she did with AB5 here in California that she would easily roll out nationwide, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And there's a lot of us in the district. I really think that was a big factor in her loss because there's so many people that work in the entertainment industry as independent contractors in our district.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. So let's get back to Hill for a minute. I don't want to necessarily beat on her in a negative way, but I just want to get down to, you know, as these things were rolling out, now you're finding out as time goes on that her staff is very upset with her as well. And I knew somebody, I think you did too, but I knew somebody on the inside as things were rolling down. And I had heard that the chief of staff talked to the regular staff members and said, look, here's the deal. Don't lie. If you're called into the ethics committee, do not lie because you guys will never work again if you do that.
Or they might be in jail. Yeah.
True. That's true too. You know, and with everything that she was going on. But man, is there any redeeming value? How can they call her a role model for young women wanting to get into politics? Is that how twisted
it is? Just trying to find positives here.
I know
the
you
one
do,
thing
that's why
I did admire about her is she really did work hard to get that seat. So watching that Vice documentary, they really worked hard. They put in the work to get that. and cheated too. So that's the thing, the positive I can say. But you're right. There, I mean, there's so much that was going on in her office. Even her campaign manager, and I wrote about this earlier this week, Zach, her campaign manager, he refused to go to work with her on Capitol Hill, I think because he knew from the beginning about the couple relationship and that it was improper. But you know what? As chief of staff, he had a duty under California law to not allow his employee to be taken advantage like that. And now Zach's going on to work with those winners over at Project or Lincoln Project, taking his values and protecting women over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really funny how as much as they thought, they would think that we on the right discount women and treat women poorly when you see how they were treating women here in the district and even outside the district that they were affiliated with and were working for her, you just have to sit there and scratch your head and say, I obviously don't understand what mistreating women is all about. You know, I don't.
Right.
I don't have the guidance.
It seems like everything was just an ethical free for all in that office on the campaign. There was the one woman's husband who was arrested for hacking Jess Phoenix and Brian Caforio's campaign websites. So, but getting back to that Twitter account, the one that Casey's staff supposedly hacked or whatever, hacking is a skill that was that was available within that office.
That's right. Well, let's go a little further with it, though. Was it, you know, you and I were talking about this during the break. Was it truly a hack? Was it something that somebody already had access to and she never really shut down on her own? And if it's, if the statement's the truth, what's the negative or what's the downside?
Right. I mean, until we know who did it and if they did it through either hacking or through just logging in from a password that hadn't been changed, we can't really, you know, say how big of a deal it was.
Right.
She said that she gave access back to the house clerk whenever she resigned, but we know that her office was still open for a while after that doing constituent services, so who knows?
Yep. All right, so when we come back, I want to talk about some of your other great pieces up there on Red State. I promise I won't get you in trouble, but Hanoi Jane is at the top of everything. There are just some people that should retire, hang out with their grandchildren, and leave the rest of us alone. Joe Messina, your host, is back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
Protests are continuing to take place in parts of New York City as coronavirus restrictions remain in effect. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Members of the Jewish community in Brooklyn are protesting tight coronavirus restrictions. Governor Cuomo saying the infection rate is higher than 8% in Borough Park, where people filled the streets on Wednesday.
to the extent there are communities that are upset, that's because they hadn't been following the original rules. That's why the infection spread.
The Jewish community speaking out against what the government deems non-essential business and school closures, along with houses of worships limited to 10 people in a number of coronavirus hotspots in Queens and Brooklyn.
And Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall in Louisiana, around the same place where another hurricane hit in August. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says Delta is likely to be a Cat 2 storm when it hits near Lake Charles Friday evening. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Please answer the question.
How lucky can one guy be?
Well, if it ain't good talk, at least it's good music. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. A lot going on up there. And even give me some of your own money. Really, seriously, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of fighting Facebook. I'm tired of fighting all these people. You know, it used to be we got a couple hundred thousand views a night, and now we struggle. I don't even push Facebook anymore. And Twitter, forget about it. I'm getting much more play on Parler and some of the other places. But, you know, if you people on the right really think that you're going to beat Facebook, you're going to beat Twitter, it's like trying to clean up seaweed along the tide. It's just always going to be there, and you're not going to get it gone. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Let me bring her back on. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She's a deputy managing editor over at redstate.com. And, you know, we're talking about many things. We were talking about Katie Hill a few minutes ago. And first, Jennifer, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You know, so Hanoi Jane's back in the news. I joked before, but I meant it for real. Some of these people, just stay home. Shut off your internet. Enjoy your grandchildren. Leave the rest of us alone. I mean, these, you know, remember, what was their mantra when Trump first got elected? It was love Trump's hate, right? Remember that? They had the signs everywhere.
I tuned her out as much. Yeah, I tuned her out as much as I can. But she's the grandma people don't want to visit.
We're going where? No. I got to work Sunday. Can't go to grandma's.
Right.
Right?
But she's going to feed me some weird vegan stuff.
Oh, yeah. These celebrities, though, that they're hating on not just Trump. Anybody who supports him, wishing them death, wishing them the car. Where is the love Trump saying? You've done a lot of stories around these celebrities, including her, who thinks the coronavirus is a gift from God, and she doesn't even believe in God. Delusion.
Yeah, this is how bad Trump derangement syndrome is. It can turn an atheist into a believer.
Well, there you go. I never thought of that. That might work.
Right?
Oh, God. But again, you know, when you get with people like her, and, you know, she's got a long history of hating this country. I mean, let's just be honest about it. When has she ever been patriotic at a patriotic event? You know, she was what, with the North Koreans having a disco party back in the 70s?
That's what I was going to say. Like, what do we expect from a communist? Like a true communist.
Yeah. No, it's and again, my next book is going to be about a Democrat thesaurus, because for some odd reason I never really understand their terminologies, and then I realized they don't use the same dictionary we do, and the words don't have the same meanings. She's talking about,
right.
Think about this, she's talking about stopping fascism as it pertains to Trump, right? I'm sorry.
With fascism.
Right?
It's just like their health equity stuff. Sorry to like do a little ADD thing, but Newsom's whole health equity thing, like equity does not mean to them what we think equity means. And so you're right on with needing a thesaurus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when they say stuff, you got to open up the book, look it up, and find out exactly. Look at Newsom right now. Look, we can be all over the place because I'm having fun with this, especially in California. You know, so he puts a reparations committee together because we have to somehow... Anybody who was a descendant of a slave needs to get money for that. I don't know how they're going to prove it. We're $180 billion in deficit here in the state. We can't pay to fix the highways we're already being taxed for, and we're coming up with money on this how?
And they can't even fix the EDD. I saw something today that they definitely will not get that through that backlog to January. So... it's going to be a nice Christmas for these people that need their money.
Well, if you want to see a civil war in California, go ahead and pay reparations before you pay unemployment, right?
Right. I mean, at least unemployment is something people paid into. It's not just a giveaway, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't take the money from Trump because he said that that... they couldn't, either they couldn't afford to make it happen, they couldn't implement it fast enough, he wouldn't even fill in the application. And in all reality, he didn't have to give us 400 a week, or people on unemployment 400 a week.
Right.
He should have done 300 and just, you know, not put in the $100 from the state. But he chose not to do it. I believe it's all political. I think it's all part of the plan,
yeah.
Don't you?
100%.
So, Chrissy Smith, I'll get back to her for a second.
Okay.
People I've talked to around her, close to her, say that they are sick and tired of her. You're going to have fun with this, and I'm going to let you run with this.
Okay.
They are sick and tired of people blaming her for AB5. And I keep saying it's not so much that blaming her for AB5, but why hasn't she spoken out against it? Right? Don't you feel like
she's not only not spoken out against it, she's defended it. But she said in one of those debates before the special election that AB5 wasn't preventing anyone from working and that it would made unfair competition between companies that use independent contractors and companies that don't. It was full of crap.
No, it's getting, like I said, it's getting bad and it's getting worse. And the Democrats, again, in this state, somebody was blaming a local representative where I'm at for something, and I said, look, you guys own the Senate here. You own the Assembly, and that dictator you have at the top, he doesn't even listen to your people at all. He's signing
right.
All kinds of things, right?
Yeah, and they didn't even attempt to hold him accountable when they went back in session during the summer, and they just left town, let him, now he's just on his own, like, just signing whatever. I can't even keep up with all of the new things that he does. There's something about the coastline yesterday or the day before. I haven't even had time to read that.
Oh, I got a call from a friend in Texas who said that they were actually receiving requests for bids from him, from California, excuse me, not from him, but from California. One bid was for 5 million masks a month for 6 months. I want you to think about that. So in his mind, he's thinking this is at least another 6 months out.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I just said
can we talk about Jane Fonda? This is really bumming me out.
Well, I you know, again, I'm looking at your stories and some of these things that you're hitting. People don't believe it. They actually think that we make this stuff up. I've had people send me emails go, you know that thing you were talking about yesterday about Newsom? You know, come on, that was not real, right? No. No. When it sounds sane, then I've made it up. But when it sounds whack, it's from him, right? Like these ballot boxes. Have you done a story on these ballot boxes yet?
No, I haven't.
The ones you're familiar with Vasquez Canyon. It's a desolate area.
Oh, yeah.
They actually have a ballot box in front of the guard shack that is empty because the it's closed.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I said, look, where I grew up in Boston, we'd have that thing picked up and filled before
yeah.
the end of the night, right?
And then just put right back.
That's right.
Like,
and JFK would win.
Right.
God.
But, you know, Jane, she sounded kind of, it was like this weird mesh of some kind of, like, Pol Pot dictator slash Marianne Williamson kind of comment.
Yeah.
Like, she's saying she's grateful for all these deaths, but and then it said, now that we're at an existential crossroads, that we can help determine which way humanity goes. We can harness our anger and make a difference.
I'm still waiting for Williamson to meet Trump on the, was it on the Field of Love or something like
yes.
that? Right?
Oh my gosh!
Is there a dress for that place? Do we have to wear masks when we get there? How does that work? I don't even know. And now, did you hear that? Now he wants you to put your mask back on between bites when you're in the restaurant.
Yeah, I just talked to. I was on another radio here. They're saying, wait, but they tell you not to touch your face. Once you have a mask on, right? But you're just going to continually touch your face while you're eating, and so there's going to be saliva. Like, science has nothing to do with whatever he says. And he just needs to be told no. Someone just needs to calmly just look at him and say, no. Nope. Not doing it.
I think that every church in the state should open up on Sunday, and they should all hold church services on a Sunday and say, Newsom, come get us, you know, kind of thing. I'm just so tired of this. And there's no check for him. There's no checks and balances for him right now.
And the legislature has no desire to go back to do it. So hopefully the voters will hold them accountable for that.
Oh, I hope you're right. You've always been the optimist, and I'm sitting here going, no, not going to happen. Look, my joke, Obama got elected twice. Okay?
Right.
Let's start off there. And look at California. We get in the hole more and more and more of you. How they don't blame the Democrats in Sacramento for this stuff, and they keep putting it on the Republicans. I don't know. I can't smoke enough crack for that to make sense.
Yeah, and I don't know how they can keep doing it, so that's why I'm slightly optimistic that some things will change in November. I don't think that we're going to go fully red, but I think hopefully we'll see some changes.
If we can get it down to under two-thirds, right, without them having two-thirds of the vote, then you've got a checkpoint. All right, listen, I've got to let you go. Where can people find your writings? Red State and Twitter. What's Twitter?
Jen Vimlar.
There you go. All right, I'll get that out there. Jen,
thank you.
Thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, great masterpieces. Silent.
We are back. Living it up in the city. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563, as I said, or head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There is a lot happening there. A lot going on, actually, and I do appreciate the time you spent with us. You know, I know there's a bunch of other stations you could be listening to, and you've tuned into this one, and I very much appreciate it. Let's hit the phone. Ed from Washington. Ed, thanks for calling. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, short-time listener, long-time caller. I was listening to the fact about talking about reparation. That's come up again. It comes up every once in a while.
Yeah.
And here's my thing about that. If we're going to be, first we have to figure out a figure, but if we're going to start awarding money to decedents, first off, we should take care of all the families that had members in the Union Army, including the abolitionists, to first reward them. Because without their effort and actually dying for the cause to support our Constitution against slavery, this question would not even exist now. Because if the South would have won with all the Democrats, this wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, and why do I have to pay? My family didn't get here until the 40s. We didn't have any slaves. Generation. We barely had a suitcase, for God's sakes.
Yeah, well, I'm third generation. So why should I have to pay?
That's what I mean. And he's given no thought to this, doesn't care. The state is already in a sad state of affairs. Actually had some good friends of mine complaining the other day that the president wasn't willing to help out, or so he said. And I said, that's not it at all. It's not a matter of not wanting to help out. But why should we bail out a state that continually mismanages money, continually screws things up? It's not right. Shouldn't be on us like that. You agree?
I totally agree. What's really worse is these people keep getting elected.
Ugh. You must have heard me ranting the other night. I have no sympathy for
In regards to the award, where you started, 1861, the economics of those days and the population. I mean, where do you start analyzing it and be fair and equitable? But the first thing is, I want to reiterate that this would never be a question if the North had not defeated the South. Because we would all have slaves.
Yep.
And that's not counting your wife. Okay?
Ooh. Ed, you're trying to get me in trouble, man. And tell you what, and by the way, I know a couple of you have been calling and asking. It is almost impossible if you guys want to donate to a specific issue, what have you. But if you call me and tell me you want me to do it, I'd be more than happy to take your information over the phone and make it work. So,
I ask that because of all those people that don't have the internet.
I agree.
But, you know, they could at least give you $20 or so or something, because just because you're not rich doesn't mean your soul is not rich.
True. And, you know, you've heard me say, and I hope this message comes across, it's not even the amount of money, truly. It's when you send $2, $5, $8, whatever, it means you're listening. It means you care. You've dug down deep to grab a few bucks and help out. And I don't think people realize how much that means to us. We feel like, okay, we're doing something. People care enough to throw anything at us, whatever they've got available to them. So don't ever be embarrassed about a dollar or two or three, because it never, we never look at it that way. At least I don't. Let me put it that way.
Well, nor should you, because those people taking that, what little money they have, that so much enriches their feeling about themselves, because they may not have the richness of to be able to afford to do certain things, but at least they can do this to help themselves as well as their neighbor when they contribute.
All right, Ed, listen, I really appreciate you listening, and I appreciate the time you spend giving me a call here and there, and God bless, keep up the good work, and be safe.
Well, right back at you.
Thank you. You know, and I got, you listen, I know you hear guys say it all the time, but I mean it. I got some of the best listeners, fans of the show. You guys in the chat room, when you get together, it's, I joke about it, but I mean it in a loving way. It's like the Waltons. You all know each other. You all care about each other. I see you asking questions about each other's health and what have you, and that's cool and that's great. You know, some of you have sent me emails about, praying for certain people and what have you. It's great. It's the way it should be. And I know some of you aren't, you know, especially when it comes to the God thing, I know some of you are on the same page as me. You've actually written me emails, and you're still listening, and we're still talking. Because that's the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be able to get along with each other. We're supposed to be able to disagree and still sit down and, I don't know, have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know what I'm saying? And again, I even like it. You know, you guys sometimes will send me an email. You don't agree with me. God bless. You had the guts to write it, because I know some people are afraid of offending. Look, let me tell you what. You cannot offend me. Unless you make fun of my wife or my God, you can't offend me. You can make fun of my kids, too. That doesn't bother me that much. So, you know, I'm serious. I just can't take myself that seriously. So as long as you're doing the right thing, it's the argument that I have all the time with some of my friends. If you're doing it from the heart, if the argument you're having with me or the thing you're stepping out on, you're doing from the heart, I can't hold you at fault. If you're doing it because it's a party mantra, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a field day with you. You know, I haven't had this conversation. I know I haven't in a long time. But one of the conversations I love to have is why. You know, in the early days of the show, I always asked the question, Why do you believe what you believe? And I'm not just talking about religion. I mean, why are you a Christian because grandma was a Christian? That's not how it works. Are you a Jew just because you, and I know that, from a traditional standpoint, you know, if you, are you a Jew just because you were born a Jew from your mom? No. What does that mean to you? What can you defend it? Can you speak to it? You know, and now they've made it so bad to ask questions. I love asking questions. If somebody said to me, and I've had this happen, I'm of the Baha'i faith. I go, wow, okay. I don't know anything about it. Talk to me. I'm not asking the person to convert me. I'm not asking for them to get into a match with me about whose religion is right and whose is wrong. I want to know about that. Because even you Christians out there that cringe when I say stuff like this, if you start off putting your finger in somebody's face, you've already lost the battle. But if you show a genuine interest in somebody, because it's all about relationships, right? You show a genuine interest in somebody, not a fake one, but a genuine one, all right? They're more bound to listen to you. They're more inclined to hear what you have to say because you're valuing them enough to ask them, oh, you know what? I've never heard about that. You've been in that faith for 10 years. Wow, tell me about it. Why do you like it? Why do you believe in it? Do you see what I mean here? That's how we build relationships with people. Don't do what the left does, and you see it all the time. The minute they see a Trump hat, even though they don't know anything about you, you are a racist, bigoted, homophobe jerk. Period. You deserve to go to a concentration camp or you know, a reprogramming camp or something. It's not right. You all know it's not right. And so let's not be like that. You know, the other stuff I used to love to say, and my Democrat friends actually even appreciate it. Why are you, now I've got listeners that are Democrat, why are you a Democrat? Right? Why are you a liberal? What does a liberal mean to you? Define the word. How can you say to somebody, I'm a liberal Democrat, I'm a Democrat, whatever it is, conservative Christian or conservative Republican, well, define that for me. Not that you have to. But don't you find it kind of shallow and asinine that if you're saying that you're something that you don't even know what it means? It's like these young kids in college. Trump is like Hitler. What did Hitler do? I don't know. He was a bad man. No, he wasn't a bad man. He was Satan's second cousin. He killed millions of Jews. Believe me, I've read books on this, and not that I'm the expert by any chance. Some of the books suggest that he had no intention of killing them all. That it was his underlings. Well, if it was underlings, then why didn't he kill them? But there's a lot of I go on these trips. But really, seriously, you know, these kids are calling him Hitler, SS, Nazis. They don't know what it means. So you shouldn't do it. But the left doesn't care. They know it raises the hair on the back of your neck. They know it's a bad thing, and it'll leave you with a bad taste in your mouth. I told you years ago. Matter of fact, if you get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, you know what I would do? Yeah, I think I'll do this. Because I know the book on Amazon still sells for like 10 bucks or something, whatever. If you make a donation to the show for 5 bucks or more, I'll send you a free book. How's that? Just go to the website, make the donation, 5 bucks, cover my cost, and that only covers my cost for the book and the shipping. Right, it's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And I did, and some of you have been listening for a while. I use those labels just to make the left crazy because it's all the labels they put on me. Because I'm a Christian, I believe in the Bible, I believe in God, I'm a Bible thumper. I don't know what that means. Right, and apparently now being a white guy, or for a while there, was pretty bad. But I can't help being white. That was the way God made me. So again, I say to you, don't be them. Make sure you understand what you're talking about. And you can defend what you're talking about. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Next hour, we're going to talk about some of the hot stuff going on. And some of you, you can still afford health insurance. We'll be back in a little bit.